Dating God's Way by Dina Kilgore. As I go through life, I'm finding as I grow in Christ, I'm setting a higher standard for myself when it comes to dating. No, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that I know my worth in Christ and I know what He wants for me, which is His best. And I know what He wants me to look for as far as characteristics. Why would I not want to accept the standard He has set for me, His child? Although the Bible doesn't really talk about Christian dating in a direct way, we can look at God's Word and discern how we should approach dating in today's world. I'm finding that if I don't set my standards in the right place, right from the very beginning, that I'm going to have people that are not at my standard trying to enter my life. And this has happened. I've literally had to block a couple of people when it was clear that moving forward was not what God wanted for me. They weren't Christians, but they couldn't understand why. On the flip side, this isn't to say that sometimes I'm not what someone else is looking for either, but if things don't work out, that just means that person wasn't for me and I wasn't for him. I want it to slip through my grasp. And even if I don't, I really do, if that makes sense. 3 John 1:11 says, "Dear friends, don't let this bad example influence you. Follow only what is good. Remember that those who do good prove that they are God's children, and those who do evil prove that they do not know God." And from the Greek, that means they have not seen God. Keeping my head on straight, focusing on God, and knowing that I simply cannot deviate from this standard is something that in the past I'd have given some leeway. In my Dating with Purpose blog a couple months ago, I mentioned the first thing I ask people now is, "Are you a born-again Christian?" If they aren't, or if they aren't in a position to lead me as the head of a Christian relationship, I know that the relationship is not something I should pursue and I must move on. Even if it's someone that is really nice and someone I'd like to continue seeing, I've still had to keep moving on. My standard for myself is God's standard for myself. And yes, I've met some gentlemen that have fit the above, and I'm currently working toward finding out more about them as I spend more time with them. But I'm not going to give up the standard that God has set for me for a partner in life. And let me once again be clear. It's not arrogance or thinking I'm better than anyone. It's simply waiting on God's provision. This choice in life is too great to miss out on His provision for me. If the past has taught me anything, it's taught me that I can't be trusted to do it on my own. I've heard many say, and I truly believe, that being single is better than being in a relationship with someone that God didn't choose for me. As I've experienced singleness for well over a year now, I've found this statement to be so true. I'm enjoying living my life and am so blessed for this season of singleness, but now it's time to seek out the one God has really, truly set aside for me. Maybe I've met Him already, and maybe I haven't, but the control isn't mine. It's God's. I'll just continue to do my part while I allow Him to do His part, and I'm learning lessons along the way that are making me stronger and helping me grow in this season of my life. I'm so blessed to have God walking beside me as I go through this fun and exciting journey, and I'm thankful to have Christian brothers and sisters continually pointing me back to the standard that God has for me. Single girls, don't settle for less than what God has for you. And as the main blog photo shows, in my opinion, you should always date someone who instinctively walks on the outside, closest to the street, when you're walking together. If you need to Google that, go right ahead.